something. I can't remember their name. Yeah, well, I record. It depends on my mood. And depends on what I want to do. If I'm gonna mix up a tape, different tracks or what have you. And I like my gospel too. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not. I don't go to church that much, but I still like my gospel music. And I like my country music.
Mm-hmm. Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And she sees a dress that she likes a lot. She said the dress is very...
She'd say pretty, probably. I'd say pretty.
Okay. And something she'd wear over her dress in the kitchen would be a...
Well, it'd be a house coat, what I would call it.
Or something she could tie.
Oh, you're talking about an apron.
Okay. So if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, I didn't go to town, so it...
Well, I'd probably say no, it wasn't me. It must have been somebody that looked like me.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Well, you use a diaper pen.
And you'd say a suit that you buy comes in a can made out of...
Tin.
And a dime is worth...
A dime is worth.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be worth a dime, but...
Or how many? Two nickels
worth
or...
10 cents.
Okay. And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Well, he'd wear a suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
Brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Well, you got your coat, and your pants, and your vest.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pants?
Breeches.
What's the difference? Is that a word you use now?
Same thing, breeches. I didn't know what pants was till I moved town.
You just always called it breeches?
Well, I went from overalls, of course.
Uh-huh.
I wore overalls till I was in... In fact, I came to town wearing overalls in the 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to breeches, which... Later on, I learned there was pants.
And something that men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
And do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Kids wore them, too. If they didn't have the overalls. But I wore the overalls mostly. But in the summertime, a lot of times you had short pants. Of course, all of our clothes was homemade except for our overalls.
Uh-huh.
And they were made out of flour sacks. And all of my shirts, I never had a bought shirt till I moved to town. I'd say I was in the 6th, 7th grade before I ever had a bought shirt.
How did you feel moving to town? I mean, did you feel kind of out of place?
Yeah.
Or
didn't like it.
When did you change? I mean, when did you start?
Well, it just took a period. I guess it took me about... Well, in fact, I don't think I ever really got used to it for 3 years till I finished the 9th grade and I got to go back to Tate High School, which when I went to Tate High, all my friends from Barron Oak Park and Molina,
uh-huh,
which is two little bitty towns, crossroads you might say, that's the school they went to too, so I was back in my place then.
Tate High is, where did you say that was?
That's in Gonzales. That's a country school. Was a country school.
Why didn't you go into Pensacola High? Was that, were you closer to Tate High then?
No. No, I'm...